Last month I said that I like to dive deep when embarking on new adventures. I do this because immersing ourselves in an activity can often lead to new knowledge, wisdom, or personal revelations. Keep in mind, though, that I use the term adventure loosely. I like the way that the word reframes almost anything into an event or something a bit more dynamic than what we might otherwise associate with the activity in question. For example, I believe that even mundane actions such as taking a short walk around the neighborhood or splitting firewood could constitute an adventure. You don't just reap the aforementioned benefits at the top of the tallest mountain or after the final leg of an extended journey, after all. Immersion and mindfulness is the key to accessing those life-changing experiences anytime and anywhere. However, this approach often comes with more than one cost. Walking around the block on your lunch break obviously isn't expensive. Depending on the seriousness of your adventure, though, you could find yourself spending a lot of money on gear and access, as well as time and other resources. And then there's your community to consider. When you're the only person within your circle of friends and family passionate about something new, you're most likely going to have to go it alone. You'll make new friends and allies along the way, but initially you'll be on your own. That's typically what happens to me anyway. Most rabbit holes, after all, are usually only big enough to accommodate one at a time. I also said last month that I often start new things without clear or specific end goals in mind. This still rings true. I like to try new things, and I do so with a certain zealousness despite not knowing to what end those activities will lead. This summer is a good example of all that I'm describing. I began trail running in earnest toward the end of May and have continued ever since. Am I planning to run next year's Western States 100 race? No. Will I run a shorter race instead? Anything is possible. However, racing isn't on my radar at this point. Mostly I'm just running for my health and to consistently be outside. That, and I want to ensure that I'm not beginning the upcoming cross-country ski season in a health deficit. I'm so tired of spending the first full month or two of cross-country skiing each winter just to feel like I'm physically ready enough to go on some longer ski tours. All of that said, I've gone all in on this trail running adventure. I got the vest and all the appropriate gear, including a watch that tracks my health stats during the day and heart rate variability while I sleep. I watch videos on the best training practices for people 50 years and older, read books on peak performance, and keep a daily journal. I'm now averaging 100 miles per month. And I've even worked into my regimen 2 trail running day commutes to work each week. This isn't particularly extraordinary, however, bookending an 8-hour workday where I'm primarily on my feet with 3-mile runs that include 1,000 feet of elevation gain on my way up and then 1,000 feet of drop on my way back is something. And yes, I've mostly been running by myself all summer. This is because, compared to other endeavors, running is highly individualized. Again, I have no idea where this is all leading, but it doesn't matter. The whole process has been enriching my life in so many different ways, so I'll continue to run until the winter when I transition to cross-country skiing. And then I do plan on taking up trail running again next year because I'm really enjoying it. One of the big problems with immersive experiences, however, is being able to extract ourselves from them. We become so accustomed to doing a thing for so long that they're challenging to stop in order to move on to other things. Fortunately, when the snow flies, it'll be an easy thing for me to just pull out the cross-country skis and go. But it's not as straightforward when the activity in question isn't weather or season dependent. So there are a number of benchmarks that I use along the way to determine whether or not I'm going to continue participating in any given activity. That, and I always want to ensure that I'm acting on genuine interest and passion rather than some sort of fanatical compulsion or addiction. The criteria that I offer this month is a bit more specific and grounded in logic compared to last month's severe-sounding questions such as, how far am I going to take it, what am I willing to do, and how much am I willing to risk? Experience. Is the activity enjoyable, enlightening, enriching, and are those aspects sustainable? Time. Can I easily integrate the new endeavor into my schedule, or will it consume all of my time? Duration. Is this activity a finite thing, or is it always possible to do? Proficiency, will it lead to new and relevant skills that I can apply to the rest of my life? Community, can I participate in this activity by myself, or do I need a group? Cost, how expensive is it to participate in the activity, and are there ways to make it more affordable? And risk, how likely is it that I'll become injured or worse, or lose something while participating in the activity? Again, these are fairly straightforward questions that I ask myself periodically throughout the experience, but of them, I think the fun factor is always at the top. Basically, I always want to enjoy the activity rather than just operating on autopilot because I've done the thing for so long. For me, trail running gets good marks on all of the above criteria. The main concern that I do have is the potential for developing a long-term or chronic stress-related injury such as tendonitis. But the overall health benefits outweigh that fear, especially since I've been taking a slow, long-term approach to running. Now, am I going to start proselytizing the merits of trail running to everyone I come across? No. Even when considering how much I love the sport, I don't even really do that with cross-country skiing. Sure, I share my passion for it through inspirational and educational videos and articles, but the decision is completely up to you as to whether or not you want to participate in it and for how long. That, and as much as I'm trying to grow the cross-country skiing community, I'm going to ski regardless of whether or not anyone is following me. And I think that right there is one of the major differentiating points between passion and fanaticism. Fanatics require followers to validate their existence. Passionate people don't. Passionate people just keep doing what they love, whether or not anyone is even paying attention. For them, the journey in and of itself is enough. I bring this question up about passion versus fanaticism because earlier in the summer, an online troll posted a 1,300-word criticism of me being some sort of gatekeeper of cross-country skiing because I don't recommend roller skiing for beginners. I believe that roller skiing shouldn't be implemented into a person's training regimen until they become at least an intermediate cross-country skier. This is due to the many pitfalls and literal falls of roller skiing. I basically don't want new cross-country skiers to develop bad habits and or become injured early in their experience. And the majority of my fellow instructors and mentors have all expressed the same beliefs over the years, so I'm not alone with my recommendation. This whole episode was a very bizarre thing, to say the least, considering how much cross-country ski content I've put out over the past few years. But it gave me a reason to perform a little self-evaluation. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't becoming that guy. You know the one that screams and froths at the mouth trying to convince people of one thing or another? I know I'm not, but I know that I do dive deep into things and find myself talking about them constantly. And I know that people get tired of hearing it. So it's good for me to take a look in the mirror this summer. That, and to consciously take a break from making any new YouTube videos about trail running, for example. I'll save that for next summer.